Good morning.
Good morning.
So, thank you. For most of us, we have a schedule, we have a routine. We get up in the morning, we get dressed, we head to yeshiva. In yeshiva, we put an effort, we learn, we socialize. When we finish school, we finish yeshiva, we head back home. There'll be some homework, we relax, we eat, we go to sleep. We basically have a schedule, a routine, day in, day out, of what we do. The Gemara in Chulin, Zayin Mabei says, that really, although we have our schedule, we're programmed, but every single moment of our life is really being orchestrated, being watched, guided by Hashem. From the smallest things that we do, to the largest. The Gemara in Erechin, Tezayin Mabei, brings down that if a person suffers, even in minor ways, for example, a person brings his clothing to get tailored, and it's not tailored perfectly, or the Gemara brings down the famous scenario of where a person sticks their hand into their pocket to pull out coins that they need, and they pull out the wrong coins first, and they have to stick their hand back into their pocket to get the coin they really wanted. That's called suffering. And the understanding from this Gemara is that this type of suffering is really bringing about kapara. It's bringing about atonement for somebody that did something wrong throughout the day. So the Gemara is telling us that although we go through our day with our daily routine, and it may not be on our mind that Hashem is really orchestrating everything, and Hashem is in charge, and Hashem is caring for us, that if we stick our hand into our pocket, if we did something wrong, that we should get a kapara, that we didn't pull out the coins right. But if a person goes with the mindset and understands, he has that emunah, a person understands that he really believes, if he really believes and has faith that every single thing is being orchestrated, so then when he goes through his day, he's going to be happy on a constant basis. He's going to be besimcha. He's going to be besimcha every day, because every single thing that's going on, from the smallest thing, if he bumps his toe, as the Gemara in Chulin says, he bumps his toe, he stubs his toe, and even if it's not such a bad bruise to his toe, but it just bothers him a little bit, or he sticks his hand to his pocket an extra time, if a person realizes that's all being orchestrated by Hashem, so Be'ez Hashem, with the emunah he has, he will have true simcha throughout the day.